Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. I'm so excited today to bring you another one of our interviews with one of our Hallmark actors. And I'm Rachel, and I'm here with actor Cardi Wong today.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, my pleasure. Actually, very honored to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. So we'd like to ask our guests to start by introducing yourself and telling us what inspired you to become an actor.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, everybody. My name is Cardi Wong. I'm from Vancouver, BC. And honestly, I was just always kind of the silly guy in my family, you know?
Yeah.
I had a bunch of cousins growing up, and most of them right now are just like into like, whether it be they're like doctors or they're working on certain things. But for me, I've always loved to entertain. Me and my cousin Elliot, actually, we are kind of like the clowns of the family. Elliot's actually gone on to become a writer, and he was kind of who inspired me to be an actor because he's a few years older than me. Uh-huh. So when I was like a little kid, I always got to chance to go see his school plays and everything. And one year in elementary school, he played Rumpelstiltskin in this little school production or whatever. It wasn't overly good or anything, but the fact that Elliot, he just gave it 110% and he was so entertaining, and that really inspired me, and that made it so that I knew what I wanted to do, which was exactly what he was doing, and that was to entertain.
That's really cute. So he's a writer now?
Yeah, he writes, I think he writes for a website now, and he does like YouTube videos for like instructional videos and everything. So he still gets to create, and which is awesome. And hopefully we can work together one day.
Who knows? Oh, that'd be great. That'd be really cool. Yeah. Very fun. So did you end up doing plays yourself in high school? And
oh yeah. Oh yeah. Like yeah. Honestly, like I was never like a very studious kid growing up. Well, first of all, I live right beside my school. So, you know, like, yeah, I can like hear the bell, and I got like 5 minutes or whatever to get ready. So
yeah. Stay by the bell.
Yeah, exactly. But stay in school, kids.
Yeah. So were you in Vancouver? You grew up in?
Yeah. Yeah. Based in Vancouver. And I went to Killarney, which is a school kind of in the Burnaby area. And that was what kept me in school, honestly, just like the drama program there. And my teacher, Massimo Lucchetta, he really kept me inspired. And I think I was really lucky just to know what my passion was at a young age, which was to entertain and to act and to like express myself that way.
So what shows did you do in high school? I'm always curious.
We did the Sussification of Romeo and Juliet.
What is that?
It's exactly what it sounds like. It's just Romeo and Juliet, but like sussified. So
with like the Cat in the Hat and the Lorax falling in love, like what?
No, I wish that'd been cool, but it's just like the same characters as Romeo and Juliet, but like, you know, in the rhyming couplets that like they spoke in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so we were like, we did things like with, instead of swords, we had like balloon swords, and it's just such a fun project to be a part of, and just
that
stuff like that.
Really fun. Like most.
Yeah.
Like I did plays in high school as well. And I did like the standards high school. I did Bye Bye Birdie. The Wiz and Oklahoma and Lil Abner or the shows.
Yeah. No, not Killarney. Yeah,
that's good. That's really good.
It was so fun. Yeah.
Very cool.
And so after that, just went on to go to Capilano, which is the college in North Vancouver. Yeah, and I got my film and theater program diplomacy there. And then from there, I just got an agent, and here we are.
Yeah. Do you miss doing that live theater? Or do you still?
Oh, man, I wish I could do live theater professionally. But luckily, I'm still in class. I'm still working, kind of like training, you know? So I work in an on-stage kind of class, whatever you want to call it. So I do get to express myself still in live performance, but not to like an audience, more so just like my peers. But soon enough, I'd love to do some theater locally. It's just hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be really cool. Yeah, there is something about that thrill of that, because you're so nervous up until
and then
it always seems to work out. I mean, if you have problems, one time when I was in high school, we were doing a sort of a whole bunch of different little scenes from Shakespeare in this play. Uh-huh. And it was kind of like a greatest hits thing. And I didn't have very much. I had a pretty small role, and but my dress, it kept the seam, the hem and stuff, falling apart, whatever.
Yeah.
And it was a very old stage. And I was just going to go on to just say like one line or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. One chance.
Yeah. And my dress caught on something on the stage. Uh-oh. And you could hear it ripped. And thankfully it was like, there were many layers, but it wasn't like so bad, but it was still so embarrassing because I'm trying
and
to.
And the audience heard it and everything.
Oh yeah. It was loud. And I was trying, I'm supposed to be off stage and I'm trying to get loose from the, you know, thing. And
you're trapped, trapped up there. That's an actor's nightmare. I still have those nightmares where I'm on stage and I'm doing some random school play and I have no idea what's going on and I don't know my lines. Happens all the time. That was a reality for you. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, really was disturbing, and I'm sure it was really only like 20 seconds, like hardly
totally
time
yeah.
at all, but it felt so long, and I was
way worse to you than anyone else. Yeah,
like just and dying now.
Totally. And that's the thing about theater, right? You live and die on the stage. You don't get to do a retake or anything.
Yeah.
And that's what's fun about it too. Mm-hmm. So there's just like different components to both that I'd love to keep pursuing.
So were you a big movie buff growing up?
No, actually. Not really. Interesting. No, I was I just like loved doing it, but I still haven't seen a lot of classics. Like I'm a huge hockey fan, but I've never seen a single Mighty Ducks movie.
Oh my goodness.
I know. Yeah, so that's going to be on the docket. I got to work on that for sure. Yeah. I can't call myself a true Canadian.
You got to work on it so you can be in the Hallmark version of Mighty Ducks.
Oh my gosh. Can we get on that, please?
Yes.
Working my whole life for this.
Yeah, it would be great. They could just get all of the kids from When Calls the Heart. Yeah. Oh. And they can have them. They're so cute. Mighty Ducks. It'll be great.
Just like a pond, just like an open pond setting. Like, oh man.
Yeah.
Can I be the coach?
Yeah.
I'll play the coach.
Yeah. I think that would be great.
Yeah. All right. we'll start working on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
2020. Pay attention, guys.
It's too bad Amber's not here because she would like die at that suggestion. She loves that kind of stuff. So if you're listening, Hallmark, get on this because we've been talking for a long time about
Hallmark,
getting our cutting edge movie, but we can also have, it could be like a whole for Winterfest. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Anyway, it'd be so good. Very good. Well, at least that helps you hopefully in all these ice skating scenes that you know how to, you don't need the support and the,
oh, like just so, like the back, yeah, like the, yeah, the stunt actor or whatever.
Yeah, so, yeah. Sometimes it's like, eh.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, what's her name in the Avengers movies?
Yeah,
yeah, Scarlett Johansson in the Avengers movies, where it's just like back shot.
Yeah. Yeah, we kind of tease about Amelia Ullerup not being the greatest at fake ice skating. Matters. We're like Hallmark, have her be in like a snowball fight next time. Like, don't have her do ice skating. It's not.
Yeah, honestly, or just put me in a wig and I'll do it for you. Yeah. Like, I've been. Yeah.
That sounds good.
I'll be the Hallmark stunt skater for everyone. Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. Very good. Well, we'll have to make a whole like list of movies that you can watch, and then we can follow up classic.
Honestly, that I missed out in my childhood. Yeah. Too busy playing games and stuff.
Oh yeah, you were a big gamer. You're like,
yeah, huge games? Gamer. Yeah, yeah. If you ever heard of World of Warcraft, it's like a computer game.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, we're talking like 14 hours a day. Don't even
realize it. Oh my gosh.
me and my friends, after 14 hours, we're like, wow, we're really hungry. Like, we haven't eaten. Haven't eaten all day.
You're like the food in the game doesn't quite satisfy.
You don't have time for both, you know. So gotta make that sacrifice sometimes.
That is really funny. No, I have never played World of Warcraft. I played Halo once and it did not go well.
No, so bad. That was a fun game too on the Xbox there. Yeah.
I have it's called a strabismus. I have a bit. It's like a lazy eye, basically, and it's really hard for me to play video games unless it's like.
Oh, because there's like so much. I see.
Yeah, and like the hand-eye coordination is not my strength. but I did go to Warcraft the movie, and I wanted to die.
Oh my gosh!
It was not for me.
Yeah, it was not for me either. Trust me. Like growing up with it, like I was like so amped for the movie, and
yeah,
I went to it. I was like, oh yikes. But yeah. You know, there's a second one coming out apparently, so you can put me in that. And I'll still be jazzed.
Maybe they'll fix it. But they had a good director, but I was just like, what is going on? I'm so confused.
And there's nothing worse than that, right? Paying for a movie and you're just like counting down like the minutes until it's over.
Yeah. Yeah, it was brutal, but yeah, I hope they at least get a better outfit for Paula, makeup and stuff for Paula Patton. She looks so weird in that movie. It's like, what is she, a beautiful woman? Like, what is going on? But anyway, so you got your start in Hallmark at least in 2016. You had like three small roles.
Was it 2016? Man, I don't even.
Yeah, then Appetite for Love, Unleashing Mr. Darcy. My Heart. And right. I know those were small roles, but did you have any kind of memories, or was your experience like your first time working for Hallmark?
Yeah, it was. I saw that. So, like for Appetite for Love, that's the Lacey one, right? Lacey Chabert, or is that?
That's All of My Heart.
All of My Heart. That's right. All of My Heart. Yeah. So that was my first ever Hallmark, I believe. Uh-huh. And so I get the call sheet the night before and I see her name. I'm like, why does that name sound so familiar? Oh. And so I go IMDb her and I'm like, oh my God, it's Gretchen Wieners. And in high school, I was a huge Mean Girls fan. I think it was one of the best movies of that time.
Uh-huh.
So I was so, so, so excited to meet her that like on set the next day. And yeah, she's exactly as sweet as you'd imagine. She's just like the nicest person to work with, and it was really cool to just kind of hang out with her for the day, and I couldn't believe it. It was like I was in Mean Girls, you know.
That's what we like to hear for, we call the Queens of Hallmark.
Yeah,
that's what we like to hear from our Queens of Hallmark, that they
she was awesome to work with. And just from there, I just kind of like, because I didn't really know about Hallmark, right? I mean, we don't really have the channel here in Vancouver. Uh-huh. We have like the W Network and everything, but yeah, that was kind of my dip my toes into Hallmark. Yeah. And from there, just everything else started to fall into place. And mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're just like such fun movies to be a part of, you know?
Yeah. Is it I know they make them very fast and all that. Is that kind of stressful, or is it fun, or
where I am kind of now in my career with Hallmark? Yes, it is stressful because of how the all the lines I have to memorize in the short amount of time I'm given, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but that's honestly like the hardest part. Everything else in terms of like dissecting the script and where my character is at this time with their like mentality, it's easy enough. So no, I love doing Hallmark. It's just,
do you have a strategy that helps you with those lines?
I have to read the script through all the way like two or three times. Mm-hmm. Just so I can understand my character's journey. Is what we call it. So like from the beginning of the film, where he is to the end, and what does he learn in between? And then I put little tabs on every single scene that I'm a part of. And then for the big scenes that I have to really memorize and really work on, I put a star beside the scene number.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I dissect every single scene from scene one to scene 50, whatever. And then, yeah. And then you get the call sheet, or you get like, you kind of get the shoot schedule, and then you figure out which days you need to memorize which scenes. And it's just a series of like sitting there and writing, a lot of writing.
Do you practice your lines with like family or your roommates or whoever?
I usually try to get some friends. Yeah. On the bigger scenes, I usually try to get my friends to kind of come by and help me memorize. But for the most part, I usually do it by myself.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you got to work with, this is your upcoming, is your second time working with Taylor Cole, but you got to work with blonde haired Taylor Cole and brown hair, Taylor Cole, in Appetite for Love.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And then in her new series, the Ruby Herring, she's gonna be
red hair. So she's just all over the place.
It's hard to keep up, honestly. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. But that must have been fun to get to work with her again.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Taylor's just so awesome and down to earth and just so friendly right from the get go. You know, like and. Some certain stars, you're a little intimidated because they've been around they've been around for so long. And
yeah,
as a like a day player, as a small role, you kind of come and go, and they meet 5 million of you a day, right? Uh-huh. But no, Taylor was just so warm and welcoming. It's like we instantly got along pretty well.
Yeah, very cool. So that must have been fun, and you were on the first Wedding March.
Yep.
And so did you get to meet Jack Wagner and
all that? Jack was a really cool guy. We unfortunately didn't get to talk too much because of how kind of quickly we were moving along, but I remember that day we were shooting at one of the most beautiful places in we were in Langley, I think, at some sort of golf resort, and man, the mountains and the water and everything, like you had to be there. It's just like just such a breathtaking view. Yeah, a lot of the Hallmark shoots, you know, you go to these locations and they're just so beautiful. You just kind of take a second to look around and just be like, wow, I'm so, so lucky to be here right now.
Yeah,
and,
very cool.
And I try to do that, with every project.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they got it all up there in Canada. Sometimes we're so jealous because some of them are made here in Utah. But, like, what can we compete with? You know, you've got the beach there. You've got mountains there. Like,
it's all, like, right beside each other. Not fair. Have you ever had a chance to come by?
No, I would love to though. I've never been to Canada. I mean, I've been to Niagara Falls, but that's the only time I've ever been to Canada, which I don't think that really counts.
Kind of. That's the opposite side of where I am. But Well, I mean, if you guys ever decide to come to Vancouver, I'll show you guys around.
Seriously. That would be really fun. That would be really fun. Yeah, I would love to, especially since, you know, we've gotten so involved in the podcast and gotten to know so many people up there, and that would be really fun.
A lot of the shoots up here.
When you do a Christmas movie like you did Christmas in the Air, was your first one, I think. So when was that filmed? Was that in July or was it later?
So July. Most of the Christmas movies are going to be filmed during the summer. Which
is that weird? A weird experience.
it's kind of weird. You get to set, it's like the hottest day of the year, and all around you is like snow and everything, like and like how they design the trees. But it's cool because it's sectional, right? Like they only design the areas that are going to be in the background, so this one random patch of grass is just gonna have snow for some reason.
Yeah.
And so it is weird, and it's weird having to play cold when you're sweating.
Do you have to like drink lots so you don't get
overheated?
Yeah,
like they take very good care of you. They check up with you in between every shot, but that doesn't stop me from being a naturally sweaty guy. So like, you know, in between they powder you off, and because of how the mic is kind of set up on you, like they put it on your jacket a certain way, so you can't take off your jacket. You can only like kind of take it off just by the shoulders, so it's kind of, but it's important to kind of take care of yourself in that way.
It's got to be weird, like seeing the cameraman and everything like that in like their shorts and t-shirts, and you're like bundled
so
up.
So lucky.
Scarf.
They all got these like they got these like little like, you know, these little fans or whatever going off, and I'm just standing there like so jealous with my scarf.
Yeah.
Scarf and leather gloves. Yeah. But that's movie magic for you, you know? Yeah. It's really cool to be a part of.
And I think they did a much better job this year with snow coverage and making that work last year. I don't know if they just had more budget this year, but I don't know. I thought there were very few where it took me out of the movie.
For sure. Some of the scenes you can tell like, oop, that is definitely soap. But otherwise, like the way they, otherwise they kind of designed it in a way that they light the background so that you can see the snow in, you know, getting caught in the updraft. So that's like kind of a cool technical thing that people don't get to like notice.
Yeah, they did a really good job this year with that. And I feel like they even maybe filmed some a little bit later, like in September and October, which I'm sure they do every year. But I don't know. It just seemed like there were a few.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
More that looked, because I was just particularly attuned to it because we did this whole Hallmark fantasy draft thing where we had different categories, and us in the bubbly sesh, we each picked different ones, and so we were kind of, and one of mine was fake winner where it looks fake, and so I was looking and I was like, none of these look fake, they all look good, like I'm not getting any points.
So, that is a hilarious idea, fantasy draft.
It was pretty good. I got second
place. Oh, congrats.
Jax from the Bubbly Sesh, she won. Because she got she got holiday festival and community events. So that was just like gold.
That's a great one. Yeah, that's a staple. You're going to get some major points.
So you pretty much got a point for every single movie.
Right.
For the rest
just
of us.
Like, just running away with it, racking it up.
I mean, I had Decorating Christmas Tree, so that did very well for
me. That's a really good one, too.
That did very
well. Did you make, like, a championship belt or anything? Like, I know a lot of my buddies.
We should have.
Yeah. And when they do, like, fantasy football, they, like, get, like, a belt, like a championship belt, and they just get to brag about it all year.
That's true. That's a good idea, actually. We should do
or
that.
Or Santa hat. Yeah, something like that. You know?
To Jax, we were still kind of debating, like, what should the prize be? But, yeah, a belt, that would be fun. But,
Santa hat, anything here.
Yeah, then the next year, she can pass it on to the next winner. It'll be fun.
Well, unless she's a two-time champion, you know? She's,
that's true.
She's gotta keep her thrown there.
She is good. She's very good at that. So, anyway, So, yeah, and you were in one of the Garage Sale Mysteries.
Yeah. I was in Picture of Murder.
Yeah.
Lori Loughlin. I've worked with so many of the Hallmark queens and everything. Like, it's really been a cool, she was like so kind. I don't know how else to put it. Just, like, all the way through. It was an honor working with her.
Yeah, because you've gotten to work with Catherine Bell, who I love, and Lacey Chabert, and
Jesse.
We'll talk about that. So was that a different experience at all working on the mysteries as opposed to the rom coms? Like, just a different, or is it just a different sort of tone and feel at all? Or
definitely, in terms of tone, definitely, because it is a murder mystery. You know what I mean? So there is that darkness to that scene that I kind of brought in, opposed to, like, you know, Christmas is like, oh no, I can't come with you. Yeah. Versus like, oh yeah, in this picture, this guy gets murdered. So that's where the difference lies, and that's where it was. That's where it was fun too, like the difference in tone that I can kind of set. So
but I love the Garage Sale Mysteries. I think they are by far the best of the mystery series.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just think they're
definitely.
Like the combination of the family stuff with the mystery stuff. I think that makes it work really well. And and Lori, she's great. She's really fun. So, So the birthday wish. I actually think that the birthday wish is one of the best Hallmark movies, certainly non-Christmas, in the last couple of years. I do. I really
awesome.
Like
Thank
it.
You.
I really like the story. I think the idea of her just seeing this, like, quick glimpse of what her life
her future and everything.
As opposed to, like, something like The Family Man, where you're actually, like, living in your alternative life, like, which I enjoy those too. But this is was just, like, a little bit different. She gets this, like, little thing.
And like the fantasy of it.
Yeah, and I mean, who could ignore Luke McFarlane working alongside them all those months? I have no idea.
Yeah, but. dude is charming. He's
My gosh, he is so charming. And
his little smirk. He's got this little smirk in his eyes and something. Yeah.
He
just wanted to work with you.
they had really good chemistry, and I kind of liked, because, you know, Marcus Rosner is so good at playing the wrong guy. In that one, though, like, his position kind of made sense, because they had come, they had basically had this agreement about what their relationship was. And then after she sees this, she's the one changing. I mean, he does, giving her that ring was ridiculous, and he totally flubbed it up there. But if he was going off of their earlier kind of agreement of what their relationship was, and then she's changing, he's not changing. That's the problem. And so I think that actually makes a lot of sense. And I got to interview Jesse, and I got to interview Julie Sherman Wolf, who's the writer. And she, Julie said that that's her favorite thing she ever has ever written. And I
really awesome.
Why? Cause I think it's really good. I think it's very, very heartfelt. I really like Jesse in that. And she mentioned in our interview that she got to work with you again for Road to Christmas, which was
fun. It was cool. I like seeing like the cast pictures. I was like, oh, nice. It's like, it's Jesse. And, I don't know how much you know about David Lewis, who was also on The Birthday Wish, but
he played
the director, I think, or not the director, but
the
cam
director
off.
I do know him. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and he was just he's hilarious, and he's so well known in Vancouver. So like, getting to know him too, it was a really fun set to be a part of, and just like, because as I was a Slate guy, right? So, like, in between takes, I would watch the actual Slate person do all of their business, and I just try to copy them. And it's just, like, so meta in a way, because, like, their Slate would go, and then my Slate would go.
Right.
Like, yeah, it's just a...
Yeah. Yeah, and do you want to go to, like, some like, pub or whatever with all the guys from the crew? Like, they do at the movie?
Yeah, do a quick quiz. Like, do a trivia.
Yeah, trivia night. Yeah.
Do some wings. Yeah. That would have been awesome.
Yeah. And I really do enjoy that one. So then Road to Christmas. This is probably your largest role on Hallmark so far.
Oh, absolutely. And
this movie was my number one movie of Countdown to Christmas. If you listen to our top 10 from the post of last week that we did. And it was in every single, it was me, Amy, and we had a guest, Sam, the Hallmark Cubby, on Twitter. He joined us for that countdown. And we had Road to Christmas on all three of our
countdowns. Nice. Honestly, that makes me so happy. Thank you so much for that.
Loved it. It was so good. And we really just liked all of the stuff with the brothers, like with you and then the other brother.
Yeah, it was refreshing. Yeah.
You gotta
credit Zach on that. Zach Hunt, the writer. He was able to.
He did such a great job. And you could tell that he's a new writer, because it just had like that little bit of kind of, I don't know, a little spark in it.
Totally. Different kind of flavor on it or something.
It was so good. And I don't know.
Thank you so much.
I really liked, I felt like the thing I liked about the Road to Christmas so much is that a lot of Christmas movies, like the family dysfunction is very over the top, you know, your National Lampoons, your Family Stones kind of thing. And I like those fine. But what I liked about this is I felt like the conflict was very easy to relate to, because it's not like you guys didn't love each other. You did.
Yeah.
Like, I liked the fact that Chad Michael Murray's character is like sending you food packages. And, like,
butter.
And you and the other brother were, were still kind of having your own traditions together. It's just that it's not that you didn't love each other. It's just that you were struggling to communicate. We're really different. And because I think that's so relatable, because like,
absolutely.
Because my family, there were six kids in my family, and we all love each other. But we're all really different, like as different as can be. And so it can be kind of challenging.
You said six?
Six total six? Kids in my family, yeah.
That's a lot.
And we're just as different as can be, and that's what makes it fun, and that's great. But it can be a challenge. And I don't know, I just really related to that. Like, I thought that it was just really neat to see sort of the progression and to see the three of you together. I liked that you each kind of identified yourself as like in sort of the order that you were adopted.
And then our competition in between.
It was
so many of my friends, you know, that one shot of me saying best hair, best smile.
Yeah. Goes,
so many of my friends pause right there and make me stand beside my own picture. And like, it was like, cause a lot of my friends made me watch it with them. So,
yeah.
And it's like the weirdest experience.
Yeah.
You're like, pause. They all start screaming. They're like, you gotta stand beside your own picture.
Yeah.
I'm just like shy, like awkwardly.
You're like, Chad Michael Murray, I don't care if you're on One Tree Hill.
Not me. Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. You can imagine my surprise when I heard that he was going to play my brother.
So the other brother, he was named Jeff?
Jeff.
I forget their names. But
David.
David, okay. So did you guys kind of talk about, because they didn't actually say that this is my partner. Like he was gay. Did you guys talk about that, or was it just kind of understood? Or I don't know. I was just curious about that because it was definitely like unusual for Hallmark,
for Hallmark, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, totally. Everything. That's the thing. I think it was just like it didn't need to be said.
Uh huh.
You know, and also on top of that, me as like an Asian actor, that was also something that didn't really need to be said either. It was just something that was like real, like that was just the reality of the world, I think, that was painted in Road to Christmas.
Yeah.
And that kind of makes sense.
Like, sure, I mean, we really like to see it. And you know, hopefully it'll just continue even more, that it can actually, like, we can even have more representation of all different types of people.
Yeah. All races and definitely. Yeah. I'd love for that too.
Yeah.
And it's you know, we're slowly but surely doing it. We're creating the conversation of it as well too, which is the most important part really.
Yeah. And because we were all, because I thought for sure that he had introduced him as his partner.
Mm-hmm.
But because I think I just
heard it.
Made it up myself. I don't know. I was so sure that Amber is like, oh no, he didn't actually say that. They were very careful to dance around it. And I was like, no, you're wrong. And she's like, no, I'm right. And so I went back and watched it. I'm like, you're right. Darn it.
I wasn't part of like the conversation, obviously, on whether or not it was in fact, but I think it's like stated earlier.
Yeah, I definitely think everybody was like, okay, that's what it is. And and nobody cared. So I hope that kind of gives, at least that I talked to, nobody cared. So I hope that gives Hallmark some confidence to
just a little, you know, step forward. We're gonna it can't happen overnight, but we're doing it, and I really respect and appreciate the fact that it happened.
Yeah, I agree. And I loved the scene when, because you're really struggling because you have these traditions with the one brother that you've been doing, and you don't want to leave, but then you also want to show the love for your mom. And you're kind of torn between these two brothers. And that's very, as I'm the second in my family, so I can relate to that dynamic. I thought when you leave everybody at the train station. I was like, oh no.
I know. I'm so, I knew that would kind of get that reaction from people. It's so cool to be a part of that. You know what I mean? To be able to like actually affect someone like that. And that's just kind of what I've been working towards this whole time. This is part of my, you know, my dream and my passion. And so it's just really cool to be able to kind of evoke that emotion from people.
Yeah, it was really good.
But that's just me speaking from a technical acting point of view, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's very sad for everyone else.
No, it was, I mean, that's all part of it. And like, oh no. I mean, of course, you know, like you're watching a Hallmark movie, you know that, well, that's not really the ending, but still you kind of
go
along
it's
with it.
It's part of the journey of it. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And I thought when she does see all of you three, I thought that really worked. And
that was a very, very sweet moment.
I really,
that was all Terrell too. Oh man.
Yeah. And they've got to do a Road to Christmas 2 where
you think
I think so.
I think so.
Got to do a Road to Christmas 2 And it can be like Road to the Wedding or Christmas Wedding or something like that.
Christmas Road to the Christmas. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They can do that.
Or Road Back or something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Road to the Christmas Wedding. And they're like maybe doing little stops along the way mm-hmm. to their like Christmas wedding or whatever. That's like going to be,
right.
going to be catered or whatever by Julia Wise or whatever. They have a special.
Yeah.
It will be great. Sure. And yes. And then you can have some kind of love interest along.
You know
the
what?
Way.
That's kind of what I'm thinking too. 2019, 2020. Like,
yeah.
I think my next kind of goal in my career is to be to have a love interest.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Yeah, and I just kind of saw like people on Twitter kind of asking for it too, and I'm like, well, yes. if Hallmark wants to do it, I'm ready. Put me in, coach. You know.
Yeah, it would be great. They could have maybe someone like Sandy Sidhu, who we love.
Okay.
Can hire her. And it'd be perfect.
And then we're gonna coach the Pee Wee hockey team.
Yes. Oh, this is perfect. I
Comes
love it.
Full circle.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We're moving along here. We're trucking along.
But yeah,
I would love to do a sequel. It would be so fun.
I hope they do. I just think there's a lot of potential in there because you have so many characters. Because a lot of times the ones that have sequels, the problem that a lot of times with the Hallmark sequels is that they've got the couple together and they don't really know what to do next. And
so, like, I see what you mean.
Their solution seems to be a lot of times to oddly go kind of dark and like give them all this conflict, which is like understandable, but can actually leave you kind of like,
don't stop that. Stop that right now.
And instead of just like having fun adventures as a couple. And like, what I wish they would do is kind of like what they do with romance novels in like you'll have a whole series in like a town. Like for instance, the Fool's Gold series by Susan Mallory. So they have like the first book is about a couple. And like say Joe and Lisa, and then the next book will be about a minor couple in Joe and Lisa's first story, and you'll see like a cameo from Joe and Lisa, but now it's about their relationship.
Oh, I see what you mean.
See?
Yeah.
And then the next one is about another minor couple from the previous book, and that's how they kind of do, that's how romance novels work. And I wish that Hallmark did that a little bit more. That would be fun. So you just have like continual kind of spin-offs from this.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah,
I'm glad you said that because I'm sure we'll talk about it in a bit too. But One Winter Proposal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Something along the lines that happens. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, real quick though, I want to talk about Christmas Pen Pals because even though it's on Lifetime, it was one of my favorites of Christmas. It was so good. Yeah. I loved it.
I actually haven't had a chance to check it out yet.
Oh, like, you haven't watched it yet?
No, I haven't had a chance to like find it or anything.
Oh, it's so good. You can get it on like Vudu or on
whatever
streaming, like they have it for sale for very cheap.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, awesome.
I loved it. I liked every single character. I was reading
awesome.
Every single character. I love Michael Gross. He was amazing.
He was awesome. Yeah. He had a lot of cool things to like kind of teach us, you know?
Yeah. Oh,
like
I bet.
Being in the biz for so long, it was cool to listen to what he had to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sarah Drew.
Yeah. Sarah Drew was so, and I'd never seen her before in anything because I don't watch Grey's Anatomy. She
was
the best. And Niall Mader, I think it's the sexiest he's ever been. He was.
Was he? Oh, he's killing it, hey? In the final shirt and everything.
Oh, I was in love with him. And the whole idea of just like all these different people writing letters. Giles Panton was great in it. I just thought it was
the
best. So way to go.
Thank you. Yeah. I guess I only had like 3 or 4 days on it, but those 3 or 4 days were so fun too. And it was awesome.
That's so cool. Okay. Well, let's talk about One Winter Proposal coming up. And
coming up.
Yes.
January 12th.
This is so exciting. So,
2 days before my birthday.
We loved One Winter Weekend. Next week, we are doing our top 10 of Hallmark non-Christmas of with Ruth Hill. And you might see One Winter Weekend on those lists because we really
maybe.
Liked
we'll
it.
See. Yeah, maybe. Make sure you tune in. We'll see what happens.
That's right. And we really liked it. I thought it was very good. I liked both of the couples. I thought they were really great. I liked the fact that sort of their career goals and their ambitions were respected by the script. I just thought they had such chemistry and it was so cute. And so I'm so thrilled that they're going to have a proposal, that they're going to have a sequel. And I'm really looking forward to it coming up. And my only worry is that I'm a little upset that Megan and Sean lost touch. I'm like, what? They were the cutest thing about it. How did they lose touch?
But it's exactly. So it's cool because, and then they kind of, because it's the sequel, they kind of try to go back. You know, they go back to the resort where they all kind of met up for the first time, and
knock some sense into them. I hope.
Hopefully, I guess. I guess we'll have to see when the movie comes out.
Losing touch. I was like, what?
How dare they?
But yeah, I in the idea of the proposal is going to be so fun.
Yeah. Oh, it was. Yeah. I think you guys are going to love it. If you love the first one as much as you did, the second one's going to be like better.
Awesome. So what's your role in that?
Yeah. So I play a guy named Ethan. I'm essentially Rakia kind of moves on to this new magazine company.
So are you her new boyfriend?
No.
Say, ooh, are we gonna hate you? Oh no.
No, it's impossible to hate you. Just kidding. So I play Ethan, who is her assistant, and basically she's kind of tasked with this new job to fill out this new art, this new section in the art, in the magazine. And since I'm her assistant, I also had a minor in photography. So I kind of get, essentially I get dragged along into the resort with everybody. So that's I'm kind of there at task to like take photos and everything. And that's all I'm going to try to say about that. Some things happen, maybe a proposal. It's hard to say, right? But I think you should definitely tune in if you love the first one. The second one will just be like so satisfying.
That will be so good. I'm really looking forward to it. To end our interviews with a little, just some silly questions. We call them the Team Beat questions. And here we go. All right. The first one is, what is the best ice cream flavor?
Oh, that's easy. Cookies and cream.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Oh, man. Okay. Can't get enough of it.
Yeah. Favorite color?
I think it's green. It's like between blue and green.
Yeah.
Right now I'm wearing like a robe because I'm in my car and it's like a blue and green one. So I say green. Okay.
Good. Green. See, it's good. Green is very on brand for home.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So
it's very good. Okay. What music is your favorite right now? What are you listening to?
Right now? There's an artist. His name is Ziggy Alberts. And he does a lot of acoustic music that's just kind of like relaxing. And I actually found that kind of music on the set of One Winter Proposal. So kind of ties together. It's really nice. Cool. Ziggy Alberts.
Good. Okay. What is your go-to date night food?
Date night food. I'd have to go on a date to get that. I think it's just a nice, you know, like a nice steakhouse or something that has steaks but also has like, you know, all your pastas and everything, and get a nice fine wine, something like that. Nighttime.
That's smart, because steak is like the best food for a date because it's like not too messy, you're not gonna have to use your hands. Like a sandwich that could get messy.
Or nachos or something.
You don't want anything that's too smelly, that would be bad.
Sort of garlicky kind of onion-ness.
It's a bad idea. So
perfect. Somewhere with a nice dessert too.
See, you should be going on lots of dates because you got it.
Hallmark, you listening?
Yeah, that's right. So, what is your go-to date night activity that you think is really fun to do?
I love, funny enough, I love ice skating. There's this kind of open rink area downtown, and it's just, you just kind of, it's like a very casual kind of skate. Yeah. The ice is pretty bad. But you know, you're just kind of able to skate around and talk and get to know each other. And if she can't skate that well, you know, hold hands, help her, whatever.
Very it's smart. Enough. Yeah. And if you fall, then you can like rescue.
It's like, exactly.
Perfect. Very good. Okay, good. I think that sounds good. All right. Are you team dogs or cats?
Ooh, I'm team cats. I have a cat myself. I named him Finn.
Oh.
And yeah, so he's just like my best buddy. Like,
oh, that's so cute.
Kittens make me squeal. I don't know what it is. They're just so adorable.
Yeah.
That I can't help it, and I squeal.
Well, you must have liked. I mean, those in Road to Christmas.
Oh,
those,
yeah.
The basket of puppies, and then the basket of kittens.
Yeah.
Hello?
Don't get me wrong. I love dogs too, but yeah. Unfortunately, the kittens were too kind of newborn, so I couldn't really touch them because of like bacterial things. But you know, I was able to look at them from afar.
Yeah,
they were so adorable.
Like
so
that soft. Was like that shelter had like those are the nicest rescues I've ever seen.
Yeah, you couldn't really see it, but yeah, on the other side of the frame there were also ostriches and stuff. It was just like packed.
For real?
No, I'm just kidding. No, I was just kidding.
What?
Baby ostrich.
Yeah, that would be intense. I think ostriches are scary.
They're terrifying.
The way they look at you.
Huge eggs too. Have you seen those?
Yes. Oh, all right. So beaches or mountains?
Oh, that's a great question. Holy. I think I gotta go with mountains. Yeah.
Okay.
Just because like the view and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mountains.
All right. Would you rather spend an evening in a suit or tie or in sweats?
Ooh. Oh man, I think sweats. I just love sweats too much. Yeah. At this time of the year, sweats.
Yeah. Very good. But okay.
I love putting on a good suit with a bow tie or something. That's also my
jam. Bow tie. I like bow ties.
I'm a bow tie guy.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. What is your favorite holiday?
My favorite holiday. It kind of goes against the grain of Christmas, but I want to say Halloween.
Oh,
I just love the movies. I just love the movies there more, I think, too. And
you like a good scary movie?
I love a good scary movie. And also, I love Nightmare Before Christmas, which, do you think it's a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie?
You know, that is the question of the ages.
Yeah.
But
in your opinion.
I think it's more of a Halloween movie. I think
because it's Tim Burton and everything, right?
Yeah, it's Halloween Town, because even its version of Christmas is kind of a little bit
scary.
On the spookier side.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
I mean, it definitely, it's sort of moral lesson is very Christmassy.
Totally.
And so, but I think, I would go with
I guess the
Halloween.
Tone of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
But ideally maybe watch it in like November. Make it like
just find a good middle ground.
Watch.
And also little chocolate bars. That's also my thing. So I love little chocolate bars. So it's gotta be Halloween.
Perfect. Yeah. So I do really, and I almost like the planning part of Halloween better than the actual day, because I love planning my costume and thinking about what I want to do.
Oh, isn't it so fun?
Yeah, it's so much fun. Like this year I was an angel.
Yeah. Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah.
I already have mine planned out for next year too.
Oh, really? You're on it.
Yeah.
That's cool. What were you this year?
This year, what was I? Oh, do you know the rapper Cardi B?
I don't. I'm
kind
not
of.
Up on my
anyway, rap. Yeah, that's fine. Anyway, her name is Cardi B, and so that's been blowing up my popularity. Like everyone's always like referring me as Cardi B. So I bought a B costume.
Oh,
so
cute.
I was Cardi B. Yeah, just a little play on word.
That's very cute. I love that. Yeah. No, I've done. I've been Dorothy. I've been. Mm-hmm. I was Chucky from Rugrats.
Oh, nice! I love Chucky from Rugrats.
Yeah, that was fun. No, it's fun. But,
yeah,
all right.
It's so fun dressing up.
So we'll have to get you in a Fall Harvest movie one of these days.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. That'd be good. All right. So this is a hard question because you don't have Hallmark Channel in Canada, but you can pick one that you've been in.
I'll try.
What is your favorite Hallmark movie?
Oh, man. There's this one I saw recently. It's called Road to Christmas.
Yeah. It's really good. I don't fault you in that at all.
And, you know, it's just like, yeah. Sorry, guys. It's got to be Road to Christmas. I mean, just like, you can tell how much fun we had on set, too. Like, from the snowman building relay to just, like, the white elephant scenes. Yeah. And, like, above everything else, it was, like, my all-time favorite filming experience. So, I am really glad that everyone did enjoy it. Seriously. So
very good.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, this has been so much fun.
You are
a delight to talk to. We had a great
Thank
had a great
you so
time.
Much. Yeah, it was really fun.
We'll definitely have to have you on again. And
absolutely, please.
Yeah. So how can people find you on social media, Twitter, all that fun stuff?
Yeah. You can usually find me on Twitter under the handle underscore. I don't know why I put the underscore, as if there were so many Cardi Wongs in the world, but it's underscore Cardi Wong. Then that's my handle for Twitter. And on Instagram, I am Cardi Wrong. CardiWrong on Instagram. That's where I kind of, that's where my presence is more, because, you know, I like pictures.
Okay, good. All right. I will have that all in the description section. People can check it out. And let us know what you think. What would you answer to any of these questions in the comment section or on Twitter if you're following? And make sure you're following the podcast, The Hallmarkies Pod, all over social media. And you can follow me at Rachel's Reviews, all over social media as well. And thanks so much, Cardi. This was really fun.
It was my pleasure. Thank you, Rachel. Bye now.
Bye.